A very warm welcome to our service this morning, especially if you're a newcomer or a visitor. Today is our Kids at Church service. The Church Walking Group. The walking group will be visiting Pittencreeve Park this afternoon with the usual coffee stop. Meet in the church car park at 2 p.m. All are welcome, and information about the group may be obtained from Maureen Black. Now, Maureen has said to me this morning, anybody who's interested in going on a walk this afternoon, could we please meet after the service just to make a decision about the weather? Holy Communion. We will celebrate Communion on Sunday, the 18th of September. Doors Open Day. We will be taking part in this Fife-wide event on Sunday, the 18th of September. The Church Cycling Group. C4 has an outing to the Anstruther area on Saturday, the 24th of September. More details to follow. Information about the group may be obtained from Derek on 882190. And finally, here is a quick look at the order of service.
Thank you, Marion. So you'll have noticed Norman's not with us this morning, and some of you will know that as well as being Minister of Cairnhill and Linekilns at the moment, Norman is interim moderator for Celtikirk, where they have a vacancy, and he's taking communion there today. So he's not with us physically. He has recorded a sermon, though, so we will be hearing from him later. But we have to manage most of the service without him. So can we just take a moment of silence just to remember where we are and why we are here? Amen. So let's worship God. And we begin our service this morning by singing hymn number 202, Stand Up
and Bless the Lord. 202.
We now dedicate our offering. Let us pray. Lord God, we dedicate these gifts of money to the work of your church in the world. As we seek your blessing on them, we dedicate ourselves to our time and our talents in service of you. Inspire us and lead us forward, Lord, in everything you would have us do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, one other thing I should have said this morning. We only realised fairly late on that Norman wouldn't be here. We've had to shift things around. So George manfully volunteered to do the Zoom desk this morning, which he hasn't done before in church. And that involves both working these slides and looking after our Zoom audience. So we ask you to bear with us with the technology if there are one or two slips. Right, so this morning, and our theme today is about coincidence. Can anyone explain the word coincidence to
you? Do you know what a coincidence is? Young folk especially. What's a coincidence? No idea. Well, I did look up a dictionary and it says a situation in which
things happen at the same time without being planned. So, what about an example? Suppose I make a last-minute decision to visit where? Orkney on Monday, and I travel up there and discover the only B&B with a room is in a tiny village away from all the busy places. But this wee village has a nice cafe, so on the first morning that I'm there, I go in for a coffee. I open the door and look around. There's only one free seat, and there's two people sitting there at that table already, and it's Robin Rosemary. And they didn't know I would be there. That's a coincidence. The choices they made separate to me led us to be in the same place. So that was a good coincidence and quite an unlikely one. And I suppose you get bad coincidences too, because lots of accidents could be said to be bad coincidences. So you're in school, you're a wee bit late for class. You decide to run the last bit to the classroom, and just as you've taken four steps running, who comes round the corner but the head teacher? Is running in school still against the rules? Yeah? No? You can run if you like. Oh well, it doesn't work then. But anyway, that is a bad coincidence. Another one this morning is that it's communion in Kelty and Mr. Grant's there, and it's kids at church here, and he really likes taking kids at church. But he can't be here because we've got a bad coincidence. It's Celtic Communion at the same time. Well, we're going to watch a video clip now, hopefully. And it's a cartoon. It's a puppet show about a story Jesus told. And the story is the parable of the Good Samaritan. So see if you can spot any good or bad coincidences in the story.
Money to the bank.
Everything's going my...
Once there was a man, and he lived in a place called Jerusalem. One day he was on his way to another town called Jericho to take some money to the bank.
Everything's going my way.
Then suddenly... The nasty robbers stole all of his money and his clothes, and they beat him up and they left him there to die. He just couldn't move. He felt so sore all over. The sun was hot and he was so thirsty, but he hadn't got anything to drink. He just didn't know what he was going to do. He felt so alone and scared, and there was no one around to help.
I do hope someone comes this way. I do hope someone comes today. I'm feeling rather ill, you see. Because those robbers jumped on me.
I think I see a man out there. I wonder if he'll stop and care. There's no one else to help me here. He's my only hope, I fear. Hello, my name is Mr. Busy. I'm in a rush and I'm in a tizzy. I've got so much I have to do. I've got no time to talk to you. If I could help, I really would. And I suppose I really should. It's not that I am unkind, you see, but I only have the time for me. You know, I can't believe he's walked on by. He didn't even stop and try. If no help comes, it's sure to be that it will be the end of me.
Oh my, what's happened? He's in a mess. I can't go close, it's my new dress. You need some help that I can see. But I'm Miss Mean, so it's not for me. If I stop to help, who can tell? The robbers might get me as well. I'll just pass by, then he won't see. And that really doesn't matter to me.
There is no hope for me, I fear. I feel my end is very near. For them to pass, a dying man, not stop and help, then please, who can? Here comes my last and only chance. Will he stop and give a glance? Oh no, he's from another land. I don't think he will give a hand. Oh no, he's from another land. I don't think he will give a hand. Oh no, he's from another land.
Oh my life, what's a going on here? This man's going to die if I don't stop and give a hand. Don't worry, man, I'll look after you. I'll help you. Come on, lean on me.
There was just a wee bit at the end that said, who is the best neighbour to the man? Could you put the red buttons off now, I think? Sorry about that. There was just a finishing bit that said, the foreign man was the best neighbour. Now, young folks are going to be talking about the story some more when they go next door, which is after the next hymn. And the rest of us, the not so young folk, or the less young folk, will be hearing Norman's thoughts on the parable later too. So, I think it's hymn next, is it? We're going to sing now hymn 544, When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There? Which is quite appropriate. 544. To lead us in prayer now.
Let us pray. God our Father, in your love you welcome us as your children. Through your care you have shaped the universe. With your mercy you hear our prayers. Hear us, your children, as we come before you in worship this morning. Jesus, our risen Master, in our weakness you call us. In our confusion you teach us. In our troubles you offer us peace. Meet with us, your friends, your people, as we come to hear your word. Holy Spirit, living one, in the beginning you breathed life. In chaos and darkness you brought hope. In many tongues you spread good news. Transform us, your people, as we open our minds and our hearts to you. God, loving Father, Son and Spirit, we come. Yet we know we come with doubts and fears. We know we come in ignorance. We know we have failed you, your creation and your people, in many ways. Trusting in your love, we turn again to you. Grant us your peace as we open our hearts to your mercy and forgiveness now in a moment of personal prayer and confession. Merciful God, accept these prayers. Accept our worship. Accept us through your love as we come together now in saying the words that Jesus taught his disciples.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And now Rob is going to read our lessons today from Ecclesiastes and also the story of the Good Samaritan.
The first reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, and from verse 1 to 6. Cast your bread upon the waters. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days you will receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the air. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. And the second reading is from the New Testament book of Luke, and it's from chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
We sing again now, and it's hymn 522, "The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising," number 522. Title is Coincidence or God Incidence, and I think he's interested to explore when things that look like coincidence are actually God working in our lives. And the quotes there, you'll need to try and remember it, because we're not going to be able to show the video and that at the same time. So the quote there from Albert Einstein, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. So have a think about that. So George, if you go, oh, you've done it. You need the red buttons for sound.
Good morning. We're trying something new today. I'm conducting a service in Kilty Church, as you watch on screen. This is yet another test of our technology. Maybe not all that new, in that we've been using video for quite some time. We've just simply not tried this in worship on a Sunday. It is strange looking into a camera rather than speaking to a congregation. That said, not as strange as it would have been without the experience of lockdown. In 2020, I conducted worship on Zoom. This was done from a number of locations, at home and in church. It was quite odd speaking to the camera in an empty church. During the last 2.5 years, many people have commented on how difficult lockdown would have been without the technology we had access to. This is not to say there were no challenges. It was a very difficult time, but it could have been a lot more difficult. At times, technology drives me mad, but I also have to admit that technology was and is a gift from God. The pandemic gave us the push to use what was available. Many of us have thanked God that we did have things like video conferencing. The crisis created by pandemic coincided with technology that lessened isolation. In preparing for this service, I was aware that a number of things had happened over the last few weeks that we might call coincidence. The dictionary definition of coincidence is the occurrence of events that happen at the same time by accident but seem to have some connection. How often do we say, "What a coincidence," when odd things happen? Or a series of events leads to something quite unexpected? We think, "I must speak to," and the phone rings, and it's the very person we were thinking of. Or just when we needed help, the right person turns up. Or we simply happen to be somewhere at exactly the right time for friend, neighbour, or stranger. If I asked you to list the coincidences in your life, I am sure that you would come up with many examples. Some of these will seem quite mundane, inconsequential in the great scheme of things. Probably these are the majority of coincidences. Occasionally, coincidences are vital and can be life-changing. Carmen and I were in a serious car accident back in 1981, a long time ago now. Had this happened just a couple of weeks earlier, we would not have survived. We had just gone from a Mini to a much bigger car. And with the new car, we had decided that we would always wear our seatbelts. What a coincidence. A bigger car, wearing our seatbelts, just when they were needed. Some time ago, I was talking to a Christian friend. They were telling me about events and people where remarkable things had happened. What looked like random events and chance meetings had brought about great good. This person asked the question, when does coincidence become God-incidence? What we tend to find in society is two responses to coincidence. The first of these is that coincidence is merely random chance. In fact, there are a lot of people who think everything is random chance. The whole universe is a series of chance events. Everything from life on Earth to individual lives, well, it's all just, well, it happens. Nothing is certain. The second view is that coincidence, and very often in terms of the bigger things in life, does not exist. This is usually expressed as, what is for you will not go by you. That is, things in life will happen and you as an individual can do nothing about it. Both of these can lead to what is called fatalism. Fatalism is, or can be, an understanding of life that says we have no choice. We just have to accept what is. Life is either random chance and it's just going to happen, or life is fixed and there's nothing you can do about it. The Bible tells us that God has a plan for creation. We sometimes call this God's plan of salvation. In other words, life is not random chance. The Bible also tells us that God has given us free will. He has a plan, and we have a part in that plan, but we can choose to be obedient to God or turn away from God. Life is not fixed for us. We have choice. In Ecclesiastes, we read that life is uncertain, but God is in control. The writer warns us that we cannot fully understand what God is doing as creator of all things. Our call is to faith, not to certainty. The New Testament reading was chosen for our kids at church. Jesus' story can be understood as a story of coincidence. The man going from Jerusalem to Jericho is in the wrong place at the wrong time. A bad coincidence. And then, by coincidence, a priest travels the same road. The right person makes the wrong choice. By coincidence, along comes a Levite. Again, the right person makes the wrong choice. These are people regarded as the great and the good. These would be known as godly men. By coincidence, along comes the wrong person. It's the wrong person who is moved by compassion. The wrong person makes the right choice. The wrong person, seemingly, turns out to be the right person in actuality. Coincidence. By coincidence, we can choose to be the right person and do the right thing. God gives us choice to turn coincidence into God incidence. For we are called to live out our faith no matter what happens in any moment. We can be the Samaritan on the road, the good Samaritan. We are those who believe not in coincidence, but in God incidence. Amen. And now Rosemary is going to lead us in our prayers for other people.
Let us pray. God of love, give us a deep love for you so that we can see the world as you see it and feel the compassion that you feel. Open our eyes that we might see what the Good Samaritan saw. Grant us the insight to see the need in others, the wisdom to know what to do, and the will to do it. Loving God, we continue to pray for Ukraine, for all who are suffering, for all who are afraid. May they know comfort in your presence. May peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for all the world. Father, Lord, in the goodness of your constant love, be with the people of Pakistan as they deal with the aftermath of devastating monsoon rains and floods. At this time of great loss of lives, homes and crops, may we be filled with your compassion and moved to reach out in love. We bring to you the leadership contest in our own land, and following the result tomorrow, we pray for our new Prime Minister and that they will lead with integrity, truth and compassion. Merciful God, we ask that you will grant our leaders the wisdom to guide our nation through this current economic crisis. We pray for your strength and your help in protecting the poor and all who are struggling in these difficult times. Provide for their needs, Father, and give them hope as we bring to you now all who we are thinking of in the quietness of our own hearts. Merciful Father, open our eyes that we might not cross the road from human need. Give us a deep love for you that we might see your love at work in this world, and that we might go and do likewise. Father God, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
So this morning we're going to finish our service, finish our worship with the Shiny Song, hymn 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining. 448. Sermon today, as well as preparing for Kelty, because he didn't need to do that for us, so that was good. I know there was background noise, but there's a lot of new equipment. We're going to have to look at all the settings and try and get that better. But thanks to those who helped me up here, thanks to Caroline, and especially to George as his first shot at the Zoom desk. Well done. So can we finish by saying the words of the grace, which is the next slide.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God.